Tosfos quotes the famous Yerushalmi in the beginning of Arve Psachim that what is the Mishnah talking about? That it's permitted to have during the day, but you can't have it after Samach Mincha. It can't be matzah is usher all day. It can't be chametz, because that's usher even after chatzos. So what are we talking about? So Rabbi Notam, they quote the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Notam says, but the Yerushalmi says that when it talks about the issue of eating matzah, could bowl al rusaso, you bowl an arusa. So just like an arusa is not permitted until she becomes fully married, so too a Torah Pesach waiting afterwards, and they say kalo or bracha. Someone would say you need 7 brachas before you could eat the matzah, to in a different variations, or at least 7 on which brachas you count. But before you get to the achilas matzah, you're making 7 brachas or more. So that's the Yerushalmi. But so Rabbi Notam answered that the Isra only applies to matzah which you can fulfill your mitzvah with. But egg matzah, which you can't fulfill your mitzvah with, so therefore it's mutter. And that's what Rabbi Notam did. So the question is, let's say I only have egg matzah. Is that true that you can't fulfill your mitzvah with egg matzah? Does that mean I can't fulfill my mitzvah at all? It's a zero, or I just don't get the full kiyum? So some want to say that by definition, if it's to be lechem oni is the definition of matzah the night of Seder. If it has anything besides water and the flour, the dough, so then it's not lechem oni, it's not matzah. Some would say it's a zero. If it's a zero, then you, according to that understanding, then you could have egg matzah on Erev Pesach. However, others, the Maharal Prague is a famous Peta. No, there's 2 dinim. There's a din of lechem. There's a din of lechem oni, and there's a din of matzah. It still is a shei matzah. You're just lacking lechem oni, like by other, like the carbonos. They still had, some of them had oil in it, but they're still called matzah. So in other words, so that's the machlokes, whether you say egg matzah is a zero. If you assume it's a zero, so then according to that opinion, you could hate it on Erev Pesach. If you assume that your yotze is not the mitzvah b'shleimuso, so then it's a no-go. Similarly, what happens if you only have matzah pshuta? So again, so the whole discussion, whether you could have machine shmura, whether hitting the button and saying, "Moshem mitzvahs matzah," so that's what we do, even on the matzah pshuta. So really, it's a limitzkos on Klai Yisrael. Most people just eat the regular matzah pshutas. So in order to have them fulfill the mitzvah, well, again, you're assuming that the matzah, people eat matzah shmura machine, so they're assuming eishem mishum chetzo, or you don't need asiya, but they assume, if you assume machine shmur is okay, so when they press the button here, they also say Moshem mitzvahs matzah. So therefore, one is permitted. So therefore, if you're stuck and you only have matzah, so then again, so some will say it's considered lishma. But let's assume it's not lishma. Let's assume you paskin that only eishom mishum chitzav only applies to nezikin. You can't create lishma by a machine. So is there an inyan to have it at all? Do I say it's a zero or do I say no? So that's what some achronim want to point out. Just like the Maharal Prague said by egg matzah, then no, maybe it's kind of like a chatzi shir. In this way, you have a lacha, like I say, there's a mitzvah, you have to eat a kazayas. So it's a discussion in the post. What happens if I only could have a chatzi zayas? Is it a nothing, or I might as well do it? I get some type of kiyum. But same thing here, even though I'm only, so here in quantity, I'm eating a whole piece of matzah, but it's lacking in quality. So do I say, if I'm eating a full piece of matzah, I'm eating a kazayas, But let's assume it's not. Let's assume it is shelo lishma. So maybe it's still matzah, except I'm just lacking in my mitzvah min hamufchar of shmur matzah lechem of matzah shmur. Do I say no? If it's not matzah shmur, it's nothing. So that's a major debate among the poskim. So therefore, do we have a limit? Number one, we have matzah pshutas. We generally assume machine can create, that's the minig. Most people eat machine shmura. If they don't, it's not because of that. So therefore, it can create shmura matzah. But even if it can't, so then, and same thing with egg matzah, they hit the machine. So do I say, just like the Maharami Prague says, egg matzah, it's not lechem oni, but it's still a kind of chatzi shir, it's still a halacha of matzah, so do I say the same thing? If it's a masha shalo lishma, if that was true, so then that'd be one of the answers of what about people ask, well, according to the reason that I can't eat matzah that I can't fulfill my mitzvah with, so maybe even non shmura matzah you can fulfill. Maybe there is a chatzi shir quality. Maybe you can fulfill the mitzvah at least a little bit.